Connecticut's economic growth has been below the national average for the last 10 years. That's the finding of an analysis by the advocacy group Connecticut Voices for Children. Patrick O'Brien is the author of the report.
Since the Great Recession, Connecticut's economy has shrunk overall and underperformed the U.S. in economic growth in nearly every major economic sector due to a combination of slower job growth in all major sectors of the job market and slower labor productivity growth.
Voices for Children claims the state's economy would grow if more progressive budget policies were adopted. Those policies include increased taxes on the wealthy to help support middle-class families, especially families of color.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, in New York, Governor Hochul wants to expand veterans' benefits to some National Guard. Deforestation in our region is contributing to millions of CO2 emissions. And New Haven's violence epidemic.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. Almost 7,000 New York National Guard troops responded to the 9/11 attacks 20 years ago. Governor Kathy Hochul says they deserve access to veteran benefits. WSHU's Desiree Diorio reports she introduced a bill to do just that.
National Guard troops who served at Ground Zero are not currently eligible for benefits because they were activated by a state emergency order instead of the federal government. Hochul addressed the Guard at a special ceremony to honor their service.
We sleep better at night because you're willing to show up on a 9/11 or to show up in places like Afghanistan or sometimes to show up with me in a sandbag up on Lake Ontario and help keep back Mother Nature to protect families and lives. You are always there when we need you.
Hochul said the recognition was long overdue. She also signed into law several bills that would expand eligibility for benefits to other first responders who were at Ground Zero. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
A report by Clark University and the Nature Conservancy reveals deforestation in New England and New York is contributing to millions of CO2 emissions. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
New England and New York have lost more than 22,000 acres of land each year since 2000. The report says that forest loss contributes to the release of nearly 5 million metric tons of CO2 yearly. Laura Marks is a forest ecologist at the Nature Conservancy in Massachusetts. She says the findings can help policymakers limit deforestation.
If we have the opportunity to plan development in a better way, to reduce this rate of loss, we should take it because we need those forests and we need what they do in all sorts of ways from climate on down.
Mark says every state stands to gain by reducing their rate of deforestation. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
What will it take to end the violence problem in New Haven? More on that coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Massapequa Schools on Long Island has sued New York over a state mandate that requires students to wear masks in the classroom to stem the spread of COVID-19. President Kerry Watcher says the state doesn't have the power to issue a mandate since there's no longer a declared state of emergency. Locust Valley Schools are also expected to join the lawsuit.
Two Connecticut residents were arrested today for their alleged involvement in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Federal investigators traced footage of Carla Kwiatkowski and Jean Lavin of Canterbury, Connecticut, with pictures they posted on Facebook. They were charged with entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct in a Capitol building, and demonstrating in a Capitol building.
In New York, Governor Hochul says she's released the most aggressive plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the country. By 2035, all new passenger cars and trucks sold in the state would need to be emission-free. She also called for new regulations that would require truck manufacturers to sell zero-emission trucks. New York's overall goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050. Twenty-two people have been killed in shootings in New Haven so far this year. At least three of those deaths happened this month. Ali Yashinsky has this story about how the shootings have impacted one family.
Zaina Lopez is the mother of Zaire Luciano. He was shot to death.
I just want to let everybody know that this mom right here is going to make a lot of noise. A lot of noise. Amen. Because my son's life was not in vain.
She was joined on the pulpit of New Haven's First Cavalry Baptist Church by Reverend Boise Kimber, who is the church's pastor and president of the Greater New Haven Clergy Association.
There is an epidemic that is going on in the city of New Haven, and that epidemic is violence, Amen. Shootings, guns, and murders.
He called on Yale and other New Haven institutions to bring their resources to ending the problem.
We are planning to bring these individuals to the table to talk to us in reference to what they can do to help in this crisis in which we're in.
Kimber said this shooting involved what he said was an illegal bar. That could not be immediately confirmed. He also called for a crackdown on after-hour bars. Murders and non-fatal shootings had been going down for the past decade or so in New Haven, according to an analysis by the New Haven Independent. There were 20 homicides in New Haven last year. Now, 22 people have died, with a little under 4 months left in the year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ali Oshinsky.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.